This is RSBNB Update, Episode 72, the Trekkie Edition. This is RSBNB Update, once again, with Agent Trekkie. Hello.
I'm not Agent Trekkie, I'm just Trekkie. Leave me alone.
So you're asking me on MSN what would have happened if you weren't here.
Uh-huh.
I would have had to play the game RSBNB Update 72 with whoever's on Skype.
That would have been nice, huh?
No, because there's only one other person on Skype right now.
And ask him or her?
No, that's okay.
Is there...
Okay, so this is my favorite quest so far, right?
Because there's just one guy in there with four pips and bald. And
well, he's bald. Well, let's talk about what it actually is first.
Okay.
Okay, the Enlightened Journey quest. Give us a brief summary.
Is it a glider? No, it's a mad monk and adventurer tied to a giant balloon. Run for the hills or try out our new quest.
Interesting, hey?
Okay,
Okay, go ahead.
So, let's see there. Augusti the monk is one of the most interesting brothers in China. But the locals don't always...
In China?
I don't know how... Dude, I'm bad with names, you know that. I'm terrible with names.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to read it, I literally edited it.
No, you can continue.
But the locals don't always like the idea of his air-brained schemes. This time, he's been working on a plan to lift his spirits to new heights. In this new quest, you'll be invited to use your skills to help Brother Augusti reach his dreams and earn some experience on the way. Unlock a new costume and a brand new transport system, provided you're talented enough to tackle a unique-looking puzzle. Pack light and travel to the southwest corner of Entrana
to meet Picard.
Okay.
Yes.
For a thrill-seeking journey across the globe. Keep your eyes open for all sorts of interesting sights on the enlightening journey.
Right. So, basically, what you have to do on this quest is you travel to Entrana, discover this guy named Augusti, wants you to come help him build a balloon so he can travel all over the place. And this is a quest where you're exploring not exactly strange new worlds, but you're going where no man has gone before. And we know where that came from, right?
Oh, God.
Where no man has gone before.
I'm going to pretend I'm Brad right now. I say, oh, good God, Jane. No, no.
Yeah, when
Please
you first
do it.
When
no.
you first talk to Augusti, he says, "Would you like to be my number one accomplice? I mean, assistant." So obviously, you help him do this. It takes about 3 trials to start off getting the balloon up and running. First one is just a rather simple trial of a paper balloon, and that doesn't go very far because you know it gets lit and it burns up, right?
It didn't burn up the. Locals.
That's test number 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I just went through it. I didn't really pay that much attention. All that I paid attention to was he's bald and he has pips.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And just for the people out here who don't know what pips are, they're little pieces of gold on the like rank pips, rank insignia that they wear on Star Trek. This guy looks like Jean-Luc Picard, but he's missing one, so obviously he's Commander Picard on this quest.
Actually, some people say he's actually Captain if you look close enough, but I don't know.
I don't know. I only see 3. What about you?
I think in the beginning there was actually 4, but I think they might have changed it.
Huh.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because some people on the official forums have been saying that he has 4 pips. But later on, some people say that it's only 3, so either it's like the camera angle or,
Well, this picture I have of him when he's talking in those little windows that pop up at the bottom, it shows 3, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after you do the first test, that peters off, and then you get a and the whole bunch of raging local monks come, and they say, "Kill the floating thing," because they don't like this. They don't like technology, I guess. What
Actually,
are they, Amish or
right.
something?
No, I think, like, right now, he's supposed to represent Leonardo da Vinci, because da Vinci actually
Oh, the
did create
Leonardo da
some.
Vinci flying machine.
He actually did create some flying machines, but, everybody in the city just think he was, like, using black magic and stuff, so,
Speaking of Leonardo da Vinci, there's this Voyager episode on today where Janeway and da Vinci
Oh!
go flying.
Yes, I know that episode. Shane, please keep it RuneScape related for now.
Okay. Basically, for this question, you need one yellow die, one red die, 10 pieces of silk, 8 sandbags, a sack of potatoes for some reason, papyrus, and 12 willow branches, which, if you don't have the necessary farming level or you're rather impatient, can take some time, right?
For the
For the branches.
oh yeah, but then like if you have farming level,
It's easy.
you just pay the person pay the gardener to grow and that's pretty much
Yeah,
it.
that's right. That's what I do. Yeah,
Yeah, I mean
so.
he the monk gives you
The
the
seed.
necessary
He gives you the thingy.
collateral
The whatcha.
basket of apples.
Yes, that's right. So.
All right, moving
Okay.
on. So what do you think of this quest?
5 out of 5.
Hey, I give it a 3.5.
Okay. I
I
don't
think
know. It's
that.
just interesting that you're going up in a balloon. Like,
Yeah.
first, it's the balloon, and then it'll be an airplane one day.
Yeah, but the problem is they made it like on that island where you can't or you are not allowed to carry any weapons, so it's really no point of using that as transportation. I mean,
Well, you can go to Crafting Guild, Taverly, Varrock, Grand Tree, and Castle Wars.
Yeah, but you need logs though. You need 10 magic logs just to get to the grand to the to the grand to the gnome
But
stronghold.
that's on first run only.
Really?
Yeah, first
Sorry.
run, initial run.
Oh, I thought it was more.
No, it's just the first run. If you look at the air transportation guide on the RuneScape website.
Oh, okay. I was
So,
wrong.
let's see.
Sorry, RuneScape being people. I
First
just.
one, Taverly was unlocked during the quest. To get to the Crafting Guild, it's 1 oak or 10 the first time. Varrock is 1 willow or 10 the first time. Castle Wars is 10 yew the first time, 1 subsequent times, and Grand Tree is 3 magic the first time and 1 every other time.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, but still.
But what about using it going between Castle Wars and Entrenet to make laws?
Never thought. Well, why don't. Well, I think you could just probably. Because you'll be wasting space for logs. You might as well just,
Well, there's
like.
one.
Yeah, but still, that
Well, when
adds
I use
up.
the Abyss, I take a Ectofiel just in case, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, me being safety, being the safety person, and being a very patient person, I just go through Draenor Village and take the long way. I'm
Patient
patient,
like
I
a
don't mind.
Vulcan. Patient like a Vulcan.
Shane, what did I say about 5 minutes ago?
I broke my pen. I was playing with my pen, and you know how you have those clips that clip it onto your shirt?
Broke that thing?
I broke the clip. Okay. So that's that quest. One quest point, 2K crafting, 3K farming, 1.5K wood cutting, and 4K fire making XP. Origami balloons and balloon transport
Yeah,
system.
you can make that after the quest, right?
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that'd be kind of cool, put your little cat in there and like bye bye kitty. Whee!
You have a cat?
No, but
You have
well
M.
my
Shane?
cat. Yeah, I'm ashamed, but he's fat. I haven't trained him in a while. He's been eating dust.
You can go to shane.rsvmb.com to see some pictures of my new outfit, which features the flight jacket and tan
Yeah.
cav
That really
posing.
looks like a bomber's outfit
It
from World War
is. It's called
II.
a bomber cap.
Yeah. Too bad you can't drop bombs from the airplane.
I know. It's you're gonna need it for a future quest when you need to go bombing.
Yeah. Shoot, man. I'll be on that balloon. I head over to the no maze area. Start killing Khazard warriors and stuff. Like this. What the hell?
I don't know.
Oh, I forgot to light the fire. Damn.
Okay, shall we move onwards from this fantastic quest update?
All right.
Gnome Stronghold Tree Patch.
Yeah. Only reason they added that was because they knew people probably like used all the trees for magic and up or something. Like for magic and yield, so they didn't want people to like dig it out just to grow the willow.
I don't know, maybe. But I am always on a constant farming run. For instance, today I planted 5 yew trees and 4 papaya trees.
Where the hell you get all these seeds?
Oh, that's classified.
Dude, I've been doing the same thing you've been doing theoretically, and I still get a bunch of cabbages and tomatoes.
Don't say that on air.
Oh, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Moving on.
Okay, when you switch weapons after you've been auto-casting spells with a staff, your combat style will now attempt to stay at the last melee one you selected, rather than defaulting to defense. Aw, that's too bad. I really liked when it did that, because it pissed those peers off so good.
Why do you hate peers?
I just do.
Leave them alone, Shane. Leave them alone, okay? They are not bothering you. You don't bother them. Why can't we live in peace with peers, okay?
They just annoy me. Like,
but
they're
you don't even go to the wild.
I know, but they annoy me still. Okay.
Poor narrow-minded Shane.
Yeah, so that's been fixed. The Demon Butler has been updated. What do you think of him?
No comments, because I don't really care about him at all. He's too expensive.
Yeah, I don't have one, so I don't know what he looks like, so.
Although I did use him when I finished my house. That was cool. Wasted a lot of money during that time.
Jeez. Well, you do have 99 fishing, right? And cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can afford it.
I'm running low on sharks right now, and I'm actually fishing again.
Wow. How many do you have?
About 2K, give or take.
Oh, yeah.
You know what really sucked? I probably, from the time I could actually kill Dust Devils up to now, I've probably used up 10,000 sharks over there. And not one dragon chain.
No, they're very rare.
While people kill 80 of them and get the chain.
Well, don't feel so bad. I haven't had a dragon drop in my entire 3 years of RuneScape members.
Yeah, well, that's because nobody likes you.
Okay.
Moving on.
Rune throwing axes no longer steal other people's random event monsters.
Who would want to steal other people's random event monsters? That's really
I don't know. Maybe somebody likes zombies?
Well, I think maybe it's like you work as a team. Like you have an autoer and you have like another autoer person. And like a bunch of randos start popping up. Instead of having the one that's being attacked run away. Just like throw the axe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you throw the axe and it'll zoom around and hit 3 people in the back and then come back to you.
Yeah, you're...
I don't know, that's just a little fix. Rune crafting pouches have always automatically emptied themselves, but when you attempt to drop them on the ground, we have now added a warning to ask if you're sure you want to drop them.
Who wants to drop their pouches anyway?
I don't know. So how does this affect our RCP keg?
I don't know.
Like, does it, or...
Well, I think people who PK there are just after the glory.
Well, they're like,
they're kind of hoping it will drop or something, or just to
they're cowardly,
make people angry.
Cowardly idiots, like as the Kleons would say, they're cowards, like the Romulans.
Shane.
Yes.
Stop.
I'm just making analogies.
All right. No analogies. Nothing related to Star Trek for this, for at least for now, okay? Not for.
Okay. Okay.
You can have your fun about 10 minutes.
Okay. So that's that. I don't know. Like, does this mean that the people get essence now when they kill?
I don't know, maybe. But I don't think they'll probably see the pouch anyway.
You gonna go try it?
No, I don't
Okay.
PK.
No, neither do I. So, yes. Okay. Trimmed wizard's hats have been upgraded to match the change that was made to untrimmed versions a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, I have no comment on this because I haven't
Yeah,
seen them at all.
I don't use wizard hats anymore.
Okay.
Okay, and oh yeah,
Oh,
okay.
Secret Master.
Yeah, what do you think? Who, what race
The
did you pick?
cats! The cats! Think about it. Think about it, right? You have a Sphinx in the desert. You have Bob the cat. You have Bob's girlfriend. You have your own cat that you can actually talk to. And you have everybody has cats
And
now,
you have Evil
almost
Bob.
everybody. So technically, they're secretly planning to overthrow the human race.
What about Evil Bob?
Man, he's in another dimension, so who cares about him? He can,
But
suck up.
sometimes things can cross over between dimensions.
Then you know what we'll do?
What?
I'll just throw a little raw fish at him and send him back. What?
What is the Majorat? What is that? I
Where?
forget.
The what?
The Majorat.
Wait, I can't see the thing.
2% of people say Majorat.
Right, from what I can tell, it's from the temple of Ikov.
Oh, right.
But I can't remember exactly what
Yeah,
it
I don't
was,
know.
but
I think I said cats or Majorat. I'm pretty sure. I said
yeah.
one of those two. Why would squirrels rule the world?
I don't know. They pop because they're so secretive or something.
Hunting, maybe? Coming out, right?
I guess.
But 17% of the people say Tazar, which is no real majority here, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's pretty much a tie between two of them.
Yeah, so your guess
Like, so,
is
like,
a
there's
tie
like.
between Tazar, old men, and penguins for some odd reason. Penguins
Really?
have 15% of the vote.
Oh, I think it's because the two penguins were pretending to be sheep inside Lumbridge.
What?
Don't you remember? There's two penguins in Lumbridge that dressed up as sheep.
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Go back there and take a look. I think they're still there.
Okay, I will do that. Okay. But anyways, that's what this week's poll is, so. Yes.
Alrighty.
On to questions.
Oh, crap.
Okay, you got this first one.
Do you, Trekkie, are you more of a Trekkie than Shane from King Kula?
He is.
No. No, I'm not. You know why? Because I do not spend my every waking moment bugging people about Star Trek, okay?
I don't spend my every waking
Yes, you
moment.
do. Every time you get on, MSN is like, "Hey, Trekkie, the episode of Voyager where they did this is on." Like, okay. I don't care.
You want to know. You always tell me what Deep Space Nine is on.
That's because I'm assuming that you'll be watching it too.
But they're on earlier here.
Yes, well, still. I thought it would be like. Hey, I've only done it like, what, once or twice a week or something? You do it like every single day, for like every single episode throughout the day. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine though, 'cause they're all really
Okay.
good.
And Shane, let me ask you this. How many times have you thrown Star Trek into every single RuneScape podcast?
Oh, not that many. I think we got
Okay.
through 1 week about half hour before I managed to do that.
And this time you did not even had time. You just started right away with Star Trek.
Well, this was the Captain Picard quest. What do you expect?
I don't know. You know what we need now? We need Chewbacca. I want Chewbacca to be in RuneScape, where we go into a forest for a quest. Good God, Shane.
That's the kind of noise he makes, right?
Not like that. That was just. I'm not gonna say anything. That's just creepy. Okay, hey.
Okay, so
Next
yes, he
question.
is from King
Shane.
Kola. Thank you.
Okay, Shane, are you willing to race me to 99 Fletching? I doubt it. He doesn't have the patience.
Oh, I have the patience. It's just there's better
Well,
things I could be doing.
Magic from this question from Magic Jarvis. Just so you know, Shane may be willing, but he doesn't have the heart.
Well, I have better things I want to be doing, like farming Herblore, raising
See what I
Conrad.
mean? See? He can never sit still and completely get the 99 skill nonstop. Okay? He has to do something else. So you will win. Trust
Well,
me.
Fletching is such the easiest one to raise. Like, I don't want to do that. I want 99 farming, Herblore, and runecrafting since they're the toughest ones to raise.
Okay.
Thank you, Magic Jarvis. What other genres slash games do you guys play from Total Plucks?
Well, you go first, Shane.
Well, I play a game called Worms Armageddon with Mike, which is from, I believe, the late 90s. You ever hear of that one?
No.
What it is, it's a turn-by-turn based strategy game where you try and kill the other person. It's a 2D game rather than 3D. So, yeah, that's what I do.
I actually
And I've
swill.
also played Star Trek Armada 1 and 2, Elite Force 1 and
You still
2,
play that?
Hidden. Huh?
You still play that?
No, that's what I played in the past.
Oh, okay, I thought you still play those games. Like, what the hell?
I'm waiting for Legacy.
Well, this would be out in like maybe 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, okay. I also play Half-Life 2, Tribes 2, shooting games, so it's a good way to get the stresses out.
It is all about first person shooters.
Yes, sniping and putting the hot metal rod through their head in Half-Life.
Oh man, I love sniping so much. I was playing my Star Wars Battlefront 2 game. I was on let's see. I was on Utapal, which you don't worry about, Shane. Everyone who's plays the game or knows Star Wars will know what I'm talking about, right? And I found this nice high point, and every time an enemy troop came by, I just sniped them in the head.
Yeah,
I just sniped them in the head,
there's a
and they go like, "What the?" I'm like, "Dude, you just suck." And then it comes, "You're mine." Boom.
I know, that's what I do in Half-Life. I find a high perch and I just pick them off.
Yeah.
It's fun. Ooh.
Okay.
Thank you, Total Blocks. You can take this next one.
Why do you think prayer stopped at 52? Also, where is the Star Trek update? Casey Jones X. We are not doing a Star Trek update, okay? Because me, I actually have a life, unlike Shane, all right? I don't dedicate my entire existence to Star Trek.
This guy made a nice comment. He said on one of the update discussions that I actually got him into Star Trek.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you think prayer stopped at 52?
Well, it's just
I think they.
prayer is a hard skill to raise, so why would they continue on past 52 or something, you know? Like, why? Why continue? Wait,
I
right
think.
now.
Well, for me, I think it's lack of space. Because they can only put so many icons there before it gets so small that nobody can ever click on it. Guys, remember the time when the prayer we had to scroll down?
Oh God, that was bad.
And everybody was like getting so mad, so they decided to just tweak it and make things change, and so no one had to scroll down. Well, think about what would happen if they added more prayer options, and suddenly, the icons are like one fourth of the size they are now. Everybody's gonna be mad because nobody can click on it, right?
Yes,
Unless
that.
you know the, unless they might do something like with magic where like you have to pray at a certain altar to get new sets
No,
of
I don't
prayer or
know about
something.
that. Because,
You
like,
never know.
it's just too. They're restricted by their user interface in
Yeah,
reality.
I know,
That's what their
that's
biggest
what I'm saying.
restriction is on that game, is their user interface. So, I don't
All right.
know. Okay, thank you, Casey Jones. X!
All right.
If
Take
you
the
got
next one.
hacked and couldn't recover your account, would you quit RuneScape or make a new account from KiwiKid?
No, I probably would not make a new account.
No?
'Cause like after, so long, I really don't want to start over. I'm like I mean,
make a nice little skill pair that you can retire onto.
but you hate peers.
Let me get this straight. Skill pairs are okay. Normal pairs are okay to an extent, providing they're not the kind that always check out what other combat level people are and stuff like that.
So what about you, Shane?
It would have to depend on how I felt, but if it was unrecoverable, I don't know. It's so hard to decide now. Combat's so much easier nowadays. Maybe just go for 126 combat and raise skills after that. I don't know.
Okay then.
That's from a Kiwi Kid.
All right, Tricky, do you have an amazing god of patience watching over you? If not, how did you get 99 fishing? Magic Jarvis. Well, Magic, I do not have an amazing god of patience watching over me. What I do have is a sense of patience, all right? Unlike Shane, who has to jump around, I can actually sit down and do what I need to do, but do other things at the same time, right? Everybody knows fishing is really a multitasking skill. So I'll be doing my homework, I'll be catching up on reading, I'll be monitoring the forums, I'll be doing other things while fishing,
Yeah, I wonder
right?
why you'd ever have to go do homework.
Hey man, everybody has to do homework. Even you.
I know. Okay.
So Shane,
Are you
what's your highest score right now?
94 fletching?
So get it up to 99.
No, fletching is a
Get
noob
it?
skill.
Get
It's so
it?
easy to raise.
So get it up to 99 and join the master people of the Skill Capers.
I
And
have my
then be
quest
a.
point cape.
That doesn't count. That does not count. All right? Get
What will you
99
give me if I
fletching.
get 99 fletching?
I'll give you my respects.
Oh, no thanks. So, moving on.
Okay. Oh man.
Remember to be a patient when you visit the doctor.
Huh?
Well, patience. Yeah, I need to be patient.
Oh, okay.
Thank
I'm always
you.
patient. I'm always patient, man.
Okay, you take this
Ooh.
one.
Okay, where do you guys live? Like still with your parents? Shane. Shane. In a dorm, apartment, rented house, etc. Bib user.
Live in my
Shane!
fortress.
Well, of what? Star Trek memorabilia?
No. Yeah,
I bet your room is nothing but Star Trek posters. Like, I bet on the wall it's nothing but Star Trek posters. On the
I
floor
have
it's like
two.
Star Trek.
Two.
That's still too much. That's
Two.
too many.
Did I show you my new poster on the wall that I have here?
That's okay. Well, as for me, I live in a dormitory for now, but I'm planning to move out sooner or later. Be a
Yes.
man.
I live in the parents' house because when you're going to school in the same city, like, why not?
Yeah, you save money.
Yeah, that's
You
right.
don't have to worry about massive loans later on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you, bib user who does not use a bib.
Oh God. All
What?
right.
Oh, this one's for
Next
you.
question. Okay, this one's from Kyle, and I really had wished there were more people here because this would have been a perfect time to make fun of Shane. But sadly, nobody's on. So, blame Brad. All right, Tricky, your thoughts on what would happen if the Autobots lost the Great War and Megatron had been
Brandt,
crowned?
just for the record, Brandt, who was on before, and
I said
Matt, who
Brad.
was on last week, are both on Skype, but I doubt they're actually there.
Okay, what? And me okay, if the Autobots had lost the Great War and Megatron had been crowned Supreme Chancellor, would you say you're more of an Autobot or a Decepticon?
What
All
is this
right.
about?
Transformers, Mother meets the Eye. Autobots. I can't remember the words. All right. Basically, my thoughts on this: if Megatron actually did was actually crowned Supreme Chancellor, supposedly of the universe, I don't really see him like staying on there very long, because more than likely he'll be abusing people, and they will probably rise up and try to resist. So, more than likely, it'll be like another rebel alliance thing going on, try to overthrow him. And Autobot or Decepticon, I can't say. I really can't say. I don't know.
What is this
That's
about
just.
exactly?
It's about Transformers.
A
It is
cartoon?
a cartoon that you were supposed to watch as a child, but since you didn't have a real childhood, you never watched it. All right.
Okay.
So basically, Megatron won't stay there very long, because I really don't see him being peaceful and letting people vote. Okay, you take the next one, Shane.
Okay, what do we got here? What program do we use to edit RSB&B update? Well, there's a program called Adobe Audition. It works quite well. That's what I use. Along with that, I'm now making millions. I'm gaining items from a small company in game of RuneScape. I was wondering if I ever wanted to throw a party for, say, 1 million GP, would you guys host it?
That's up to you.
Is he referring to RSB&B or the RSB&B update hosts?
I'm thinking like hosted here, like say like probably announced that he's having a drop party or something.
I don't
I'm
know.
assuming that Mr. Black Knight here wants us to like advertise his drop party on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I don't know what his drop
Here.
party is.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know. RSB&B normally doesn't do that official stuff, but use the events form, Black Knight. Also, you should have said what your business is. We could have gave you a nice little advertisement here.
Oh God.
What?
Hey, we should start renting this stuff out.
I know.
Be like, pay us 50 cents or something. It adds
Okay.
up.
Okay, how many accounts do you guys own and what kind are they? Peer, skill peer, main, etc. from Trivium VX.
One.
One.
Yes, I don't see the point of making more than one, because after a while they're all the same. I mean, why bother having many characters who are good, who are great at one particular skill, when you just make one character be great at everything?
Yep.
Saves me the time having to memorize more passwords.
That's from Trivium X, which sounds like Tritium X or Tritium V. Doesn't that sound like some element from you know what?
Oh God, no, Shane, please, can we just please move on?
Okay. Have you ever used any operating systems besides Linux or Windows? Panda
Well,
200X. How about you?
I've never used Linux, and I've pretty much been a PC person, unless the school makes me use a Mac, which is basically it.
I've used a bit of Mac, and I've used some OpenBSD, that's about it. OpenBSD is not Linux, so I don't know. But they're kind of the same, but they're not the same, so it's kind of complicated on that front. But I've used BSD, Mac, Windows,
Basically everything,
Linux.
right?
Sure.
Basically everything. All right, next question.
Oh, you did this.
This is from Agent Waffles. He created a short movie with chairs moving around by themselves. What do you think of waffle chairs? You've probably seen it before, but and it shows like here's a clip of it. What I think? I think you have potential in the animation business.
Sure. I think that's called stop motion animation, where you take lots of little pictures in between, right?
Yeah. He
Yes.
has a lot of patience.
Yeah, did you see his picture he posted?
Yeah, I've saw it. I see it. I've seen it.
Okay, tech news. Thank you, Agent. Okay, Windows Vista, which we are eagerly, or were eagerly awaiting. Evading has been released to manufacturing. Release to manufacturing signifies that the completion of development work and the start of the next phase for Windows Vista. Windows Vista is the highest quality version of Windows that we've ever produced, they say, and they are on track for a January 30th release date. Wow, it's about time, really, after how many years since 2001? 5 years of this?
Well, you say you're not going to use it anyway, so it makes no difference.
Well, I'm going to use it for sure after it's proven secure.
I'll be laughing the second it comes out. Be like, we've been hacked. That'll be funny. Like, that's Microsoft.
Yes. So, I don't know. It's good it's been released to manufacturing.
Well, we shall see in January. Well, technically February.
Yeah, that's right. But it's going to be out in corporate stuff at the end of this month. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Watch it the second it comes out. People be like, hackers be all over it. Try and find out every single security hole.
Yeah, they've already got an invite. Packers people have already got an invite to try and break it.
Yeah. They get paid to do that, you know.
Yep. Okay.
Which, in a way, is kind of sad. All right,
read
moving
the
on.
Next one.
You do it.
Oh,
you're
fine.
The tech guy.
An extremely critical vulnerability has been discovered in Microsoft's XML Core services. According to several security companies, that is. Vulnerability only affects systems running Internet Explorer. It's caused by an unspecified error in the XML HTTP 4.0 ActiveX control. Basically, that's a special ActiveX control that lets you do fancy things with XML and HTTP behind the scenes. It could be used to seize control of an affected system. And according to an advisor from Sequoia, a security network based in Denmark. So, yes, I don't know.
People running
Just
don't
Microsoft's... use Internet Explorer and you'll be safe. Opera or Firefox, please.
What about Internet Explorer 7?
No, that's still Internet Explorer. It's going to have more holes in it. Not any safer than 6. What do you use?
Firefox. Yes. I actually use both. But because you know, still majority of the webs on the internet is made for Internet Explorer.
Well,
Firefox been out, you know, couple years now, I guess.
Yeah, because things like if something is standard compliant, ideally it should work in every browser. But we all know that IE7 is more standard compliant than IE6, which is not standard compliant at all. So, yeah, shuts that. Just for a little piece of fancy information here, the web browser that's most common this month on RSBnB is Internet Explorer 71.53%, Firefox 25%, and Opera 1.38%.
Normal.
Yep, that's normal.
They have like what, 1% other?
0.78% Safari on Mac. 0.53 Netscape, okay. So yes.
Alright.
And
next one, Shane.
People running Windows Server 2003 and Server 2003 SP1 are not affected with their enhanced security mode turned on. This is something I want to bring in here actually, because Windows Vista is based on the Server 2003 Server 2003 code base. So technically Windows Vista should be able to overcome this problem, seeing as it's based on the 2003 code base.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
You know somebody, they're going to screw up somehow.
Well, I'm just hoping that, seeing as this release is based on the Server 2003, that it'll be pretty good. I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And final piece of news. NVIDIA has launched their new GeForce graphics processor, the GeForce 8800 GTX, the 8800 DT, and 8800 GTX has 575 megahertz core clock and 768 megabytes of GDDR3 memory, which runs at 900 megahertz. Now, that's pretty fast for memory. Most memory common speeds now are range from 667 to 800 megahertz. So, that's good. This is a significant upgrade in graphics technology. You can see some Doom 3 benchmarks at this website here. the 8800 pretty much at 2560 by 1600 runs at 105 frames per second, whereas 7900 GTX only runs at 63 frames per second. So as you can see, that's not double, but I'd say maybe, 35% increase?
Yeah, basically.
So if you have lots of money, you might want to look into one of these. Or at Ars Technica and Tom's Hardware, which is a good site. Time for rants. Okay, you take this first one.
You take the first one. I want to do the second one because this is so related to me.
Okay, do the first one and the second one. I'll do the third one.
I hate you. All right. If you have the IQ of a raspberry, orange, grape, cherry, or a regular cone of ice, snow cone, leave now. Tell me if I missed the flavor of snow cone. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Now, new players are getting babied. Oh, okay. Man, what the hell is he doing? New players are getting babied. First skill tutors, now what? Free dragon and p-hats? Heck, let's make high levels mad and give them 800 mil instead of 25 GP. Here's what happened before. Person in story is me. Okay, he has terrible spelling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone starts to play RuneScape. They die and shrug it off and work. They get full iron and think it's the best. They don't get anything handed to them, did they? Nope. Look how they turned out. Do I auto? Nope. Do I scam? Nope. Do I hack? Nope. Here's what happened if Jagos keeps babying them. Someone starts RuneScape, they die, and babe, and all that will happen 2 years later. Well, level 126 comes to me. Him, can I have some money? Me? No. Give me free stuff, noob. No, go away. I'm Jagex, noob. Give me free stuff or you'll be dead. Telly's away. Later, the 126 decides to download an autoing program. Why? Because he doesn't know how to make money. Here's another story. All right, first of all, it was 126. Why? He's probably just making fun of him in the first place.
Yeah, probably.
You know? Okay. Here's another story. Level 50 gets scammed. He quits RS because he doesn't know how to recover from it. I got scammed out of at least 7 million in my RS career. Did I quit? No, because I know how to recover from it. When I die, I become addicted to try and get it back. Jackass still refused to teach players how to recover. What's next? Free stuff if you scam? Say player A scams player B. Player B complains and wants his stuff back or he quits. Jackass says, okay, here's your stuff back and a gift. In a few years, this great game will be filled with autoers and noobs who beg like crazy. Jagex must put an end to the babying.
Yay or nay?
Yeah, can't say right now. Bit too early.
I don't know.
What do you think?
What do you think of the skill tutors?
Honestly, I see them being okay, but they're not learning what they should be. Because like they're basically just giving him the arrows or whatever, basically like telling him to okay, click here and go here. Yeah, but then like
give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for life.
Okay. But you know, they're not doing that well of a job. I mean, if you really look at it, the skill tutors, they don't really do that much. I mean, they basically make Lumbridge a bigger noob capital than ever.
Yeah,
before.
It's filled with people now.
Because now everybody, like, they don't even have to leave. I mean, we can just go off, like, a couple block, like, a short walk away, mine our bronze, like, mine our tin and copper, smelt it in the furnace, dump it in a bank, then later on go to Varrock or something, then do it again.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
don't
like,
know.
And then, smith them, and then, like, make weapons and armor.
But we didn't have all this stuff.
Well, also remember that we used to have a, like, I think four myth rocks and one adamantium in Lumber Swamp before I decided to get rid of it.
Right. Like, how were things in RuneScape Classic?
Probably pretty much the same. I mean, there's still noobs around there, people autoing. New
Oh,
people
I got a
come
good
on, have.
idea. I got a good idea for a good special episode.
What?
Starting RuneScape and RuneScape Classic. We'll get a few of the RuneScape Classic people who started in and get your guys' thoughts on the current situation of the game.
Well, I guess so.
I'll start planning that.
All right. I'll try again if I can.
Yep, okay. Yeah, so
Okay.
not too good, but they're useful, I think, for the ones that want to learn. It's a good push in the right direction. So yes, just corresponding with Mike here, and he said that the Demon Butler's now looks like Greater Demon Face.
Really?
Yeah.
That is one ugly butler. All right. Honestly, if you come into someone's house and someone greets you with a big ass scary face with purple eyes with big sharp teeth staring right at you, "Welcome, sir. Would you like to meet the owner?" Would you really go in? Come
No.
on, Jagex. They should make him cuter or something, Like baby butler, baby demon butler or something. Make him cute.
Okay, so that's Trekkie's thoughts on that. Next rant.
All right. Oh, this is so me. Okay, usually I put something like this into the suggestion form, but this time I'm really ticked off. Wearing a level 99 cape in the game now is the kiss of death. After spending many, many weeks leveling up a skill, high-level players are now plagued by lightweights in the game, begging over and over and over and over and over again and again and again to see the emotes. Yes, I know that feeling. These capes have become entirely about these lame animations, mildly entertained for about 5 seconds, and not even that for some of them. Most people who are begging to see them all day will never understand why it takes to gain one. Of course, if you ignore these losers, you are then targeted with a torrent of abuse. These caves are now to show the difference between the men and the boys and women and girls in RuneScape. We didn't earn them to entertain a bunch of newbies, so let's get rid of these silly emus and soon. Thank you! I know how you feel. Sorry, I hit the mic.
You agree?
Yes!
I like the emotes.
I've been farming for the past 3 days, all right?
Farming
Because I want to
cabbages.
get rid of my cabbage seeds, all right?
Just
And I
dump them,
swear to
I'll
God,
take them.
dude, shh, all right? Shh, okay? Shh, all right? For the past 3 days, every single time I go to a patch, there's about two or three people asking me for the freaking animation. It gets
What
annoying.
cape are you wearing? Fishing or cooking?
Of course, my fishing cape, man. Every single time they bug me, please do the animation, and I'm trying to stay silent, and they're still stalking me. Get a life, you stupid. Go to YouTube! Alright? Sensama actually made a video of all his capes. Type in skill capes into YouTube, and you'll see them. It is not that fucking hard, alright?
Okay, calm yourself. Yeah, I can actually partially agree with this because today when I was doing a farming run, I run into this person who, at the first one, says, "Nice cape," but it's okay. Second person says, "I'll buy your cape." This is the quest point cape. Then this person at Catherby says, "Do emote." So I do the emote. Then he says, "Do emote. Do emote." He keeps saying that till I disappear.
Yeah, try having somebody follow you from Ardong all the way to Catherby while making a pit stop in Sears Village for the hops for the house patch and still won't leave me alone. Alright? Stupid idiots out here just love to stalk, and what I hate the most is that Jagex actually censored stalking. They censored stalking, man. That is dumb. I want to say stop stalking me, but I can't because the superstars will pop up. I swear to God, YouTube, all right? Everybody who knows what YouTube is knows that the second something new comes on, it will be there.
Okay, I think this rant is done to death, and we agree with it, and it's time to move on. Okay, this next rant is about a dragon, Dagonoth Kingslayer. So it says, "Hi there, I'm Laker Cobe, an avid Dagonoth Kingslayer. I enjoy the art of killing the bosses. I also enjoy the thrill of danger. However, there is another greater danger at the caves. One might combine three ominous royalties. Lures. I've seen so many of my runs being ruined by lures. What's worse is they believe that luring is perfectly legal. I believe many Jagex mods have confirmed luring is against the rules and the ways of the game. Statistics. My partners and I have perhaps caught in a combined 200 items at the Dagonoth Kings. I've gotten roughly 50 by myself. I personally have killed over 3,000 Dagonoth Kings, circa.
Nice.
Lures used to come every once every decade of trips. Now they come at nearly every trip. We try to deal with this without ranting, but it's getting out of hand. So I'd suggest a no luring rule, because reporting for item scamming has proved minimal results. I'd say the most influenced decision may be making luring against the rules. Hopefully Jagex emphasizes this or better adds it as a new rule. As I have stated, most lures lure because they think it's allowed. Plus, they do not make a lot of money from the Guthan Warspear's whips. They loot.
So, how do you lure the Dragonoth King anyway? I mean, what are they trying to do?
I have no idea, and that's what I'd like to find out.
Okay, anybody who actually killed Dagonoth King for a long amount of time and knows what he's actually talking about, please make a short paragraph on the thread when this comes out, alright?
Yes, that's a good idea.
But I don't know. I mean, I think luring is not actually against the rule unless
it's
you're
not.
Scamming. Unless you're scamming people out of their money. That's different, alright? You know, because that's really you're scamming.
Well, is luring someone to the wilderness to kill them to get their hat,
yes,
Santa hat, okay?
No, because that's illegal.
But that's not against the rules, because you should be smart enough not to go in and do a wilderness trade.
Yes, but the thing is, the most of them, they don't know that they're going into the wilderness. That's the problem.
How can you not know? It's clearly marked.
Yeah, but, you know, people don't read the big flashing box that comes on.
Okay.
You know how it is.
Yes.
Besides, most of the time, they'll be running up to trade with him. And by the time the box comes out, they're already inside the wilderness. They're being attacked, and they can't get rid of the box, so they're pretty much messed up, screwed anyway.
Okay.
So, lesson learned is, don't trade rares near Edgeville unless you really know they're going to be at the bank, not close to it.
Yes, okay. Other things! RSBNB Idol! Send your entries to me via PM. God. They will be done by the end of this month, so you probably have about 2 more weeks to get that in to my PM box. Shortwave or MP3 sample, so yes. Right. What have we been doing on RuneScape? You've been farming.
Yeah. Bah. I managed to get one level.
What level are you now?
67.
Well, that's good.
That's all for my cabbages.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I had so many cabbage seeds. I was like, I might as well use them to have the gardeners protect my tomatoes. Then I'll switch to sweet corn. Then I'll go to watermelons. Then maybe strawberries.
But that takes so long.
Hey, Shane, I'm a patient person.
Does that like mean you're like a Vulcan or something because they're patient?
No, Vulcans are just nerdy people who has no life and can never get a girl unless they're within 7 years.
You guys don't need to know what that 7-year thing means, so.
Yeah, Shane does because he's a nerd, you know. Actually, if you want to know what it is, just go to StarTrek.com. There's actually a comic strip called The Trekkie Life, I believe, where they actually mention this. So just read these funny comic strips and you'll get it. They're actually pretty funny because they actually depict what Shane does in real life.
No.
I just love picking on you, Shane. I swear. I don't know why.
Nah.
I love picking on you.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about?
No, not really.
I don't know. I want to do lots of fun stuff this weekend. Like, I got a 5-day weekend. What
Well,
about
I
you?
got a 3-day weekend, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's
Actually, I always have a 3-day weekend anyway.
good.
No class on Friday. Woo! Still takes my parents still do not understand how I can have a 3-day weekend every week. Don't you have class on Friday? No. Why? Because. Why? I didn't want to class on Friday. But no. But no. But no.
Okay, yeah, so as always, if you, yeah.
Hey Shane,
I,
sing us a song.
no, I'll do that later.
Sing a song.
Audio questions. We want those. Go to questions@rsbnb.com, can be in the form of a wave or MP3 under 30 seconds in length.
Okie dokie. Anything else, Shane, you would like to add?
Not really, unless you do.
Send in those quest guides. That's about
Yes.
it.
Okay, so with that said, for Trekkie J1, J2, J3, this has been RSBNB Update 72, another update in the Rune Pouch. See ya,
And
everyone.
then, okay, bye. Have fun. Have a good weekend.
Be safe.
Or not.